Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols with you here for another edition of Community Roundup. And thanks so much for joining us. Coming to you from the KNews studios at Alpha Media, a very serious topic that we're bringing up this week, national suicide prevention and the effort not only across the country, but in Riverside County and the Coachella Valley as well, taking it a little bit closer to home. And here to crunch some numbers and talk about the issue with us is Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle, the CEO of HARC, Health Assessment and Research for Communities out here in the Coachella Valley. Dr. LeCount-Heinle, welcome to our microphones.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about suicide prevention and the suicide problem in general. Worldwide, it's huge, isn't it?
It's absolutely huge. The World Health Organization thinks that nearly 800,000 deaths every year are due to suicide.
If you take it to the United States, and we're probably a big chunk of the industrialized world, but a small speck in the grand scheme of the world population, but with 320 million people or so calling America home, we still have some startlingly high numbers of people who claim their own lives in this country.
Absolutely. It's actually the 10th leading cause of death, and actually twice as many people here in Riverside County died by suicide than they did by homicide. So it's actually much more common than homicide, but much less talked about.
It is 2017. It's still a taboo topic. Do you have any idea why?
You know, I think there was an idea that talking about it, for one thing, brought shame. And for another thing, that people were worried if we publicize this, that it will spark others, which I'm not sure how based in fact that is. But I think that if you're not talking about it, those who are suffering from severe depression really think that they're suffering alone, and they think this is something nobody else goes through, and that's just not true.
You mentioned depression, and I know your work as a psychologist focuses on the workplace. Could some of that depression that may indeed or does lead to some suicidal thoughts, could that be caused by discontent in the workplace?
It's unlikely. Depression is a clinical diagnosis. It's really something going wrong in your brain. It certainly can be triggered by life circumstances, but just because you have a tough life doesn't mean you're depressed and vice versa.
True, because there's a lot of people who have had tough lives and end up being some of the top achievers we have in society at times.
Exactly. Depression is really a clinical imbalance in your brain. It's your brain telling you that the world would be a better place without you. And there are people, unfortunately, who listen to that and who take their own lives.
You have some data from 2016 from here in the Coachella Valley that the Health Assessment and Research for Communities have put together. What are some of those statistics for those of us here in the desert?
About 4.5% of our local adults here in the Coachella Valley have seriously considered suicide in the past year. And that's nearly 14,000 of our friends and neighbors that have come close to really taking their own lives in the past year. And I think that's a startling number, right? You don't think 14,000 people here are going through this, but they really are. It's something behind closed doors. And so one of the things at HARC is that we're trying to get out the word about the resources that are available. So hopefully when they are having these thoughts, they can reach out, get help, and not take their own lives.
What are some of those resources that are available to people, and are they available 24/7, being that the issue may come up at any point in somebody's life 24/7?
Absolutely. Riverside County Behavioral Health has a great program called It's Up to Us. They do have a website that's uptoriverside.org, but they also have a helpline that's there 24/7 for people to call in. It's 951-686-HELP, which is 4357. There's also a local Coachella Valley program for teens. I think this is really interesting. It's called the What's Up app from Safe House of the Desert. And unlike traditional suicide hotlines, this is a text hotline because often teens, they don't want to talk to somebody, they want to text with them. And so this allows them, they can either download the app or they can just text the number and connect them 24/7 to a licensed mental health professional from Safe House.
Has your office or HARC in general or other entities looked at the specific issue of suicide among teens and school-aged kids in the past, or are there plans to look at that in the future? Because at least from what I'm hearing, that's a growing problem that has to have people concerned.
It absolutely is. The California Healthy Kids Survey asks school-aged kids whether or not they've seriously considered suicide in the past year, and the numbers are absolutely startling in our three Coachella Valley districts, the Desert Sands, Palm Springs, and Coachella Valley Unified. It ranges based on what grade they're in and what district they're in, but anywhere between 13 and 20% of our teenagers in schools have considered suicide in the past year, and that's why the WhatsApp app is so critically important that they have somebody that they can reach out to 24/7.
I would gather also that schools have ramped up their intervention and resources to make sure that they are there to do as much prevention as possible, right?
I certainly hope so. I don't really have firsthand knowledge of that, but you know, it's a tough one with their limited budget, but this is extremely important, and that's why it's so important that there be community resources as well as school-based resources.
I have had guests on this program before, Doctor, from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and they are doing some wonderful work around Southern California and specifically here in the desert and Riverside County in general.
Yes, they have a great active chapter that's the Inland Empire and Desert Cities chapter of American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They do have a website if people want to go look it up and get involved. It's a great way to be involved with suicide prevention, and I think a really, really worthy cause.
Folks can find that at afsp.org. And then what about the American Association of Suicidology? Give us an update. I know they're doing some things in this regard as well.
They do, and that's what really brought our data out, is they celebrate a World Suicide Prevention Week every year, and their theme this year is Take a Minute, Save a Life. And it's really reflecting about the ability that we can all help prevent suicide. All you have to do is, you know, ask if somebody's okay, make sure that they know that you're there for them or that there's resources there for them if they don't want to talk to you. So I think it's a great organization and a great thing that 1 week of the year we're really focused on this, but it needs to be something that's in the public's mind all 52 weeks of the year.
In terms of resources, there are things available. In fact, that National Suicide Prevention not only has a Lifeline 800 number folks can call, but they also have a text option available to maybe the younger generation who may want to communicate that way, right?
Exactly. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. Or you can just text the word TALK to 741-741. They also have a website, the suicidepreventionlifeline.org, that you can visit. And I believe they have online chats that you can do with licensed mental health professionals, again, 24/7, to really help you work through this.
But I would imagine moving that needle and lowering those percentages that we gave our listeners at the top of this program is something that takes time over years, right? I mean, trying to drop the 4.5% of local adults here in the desert who have seriously considered suicide over the past year, dropping that 4.5 to, say, 3.5 or 2.5 or 1.5 is something that's going to take a long, slow effort, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's going to take a long, slow effort, and I think we hate to have anybody thinking about suicide, but we hate even more when it's successful, right? And in Riverside County, there's a rate of about 10.5 suicides per 100,000 people. It's about the same as California overall. Men are much more likely to actually kill themselves than women. And it's consistently highest ages 45 through 64 years old.
Oh, boy. That's an age where you would think, all things considered, you're at the prime of your earning years. You're still in very good health before the onset of a lot of physical challenges come our way a little bit later in life. But to hear it at that level is very surprising.
It really is, and it really drives home that, like I said, this isn't something about your life situation. This is something about a chemical imbalance in your brain. What to others may seem like, oh, well, he has a great life, internally can seem like it's intolerable and that the world would be a better place without you. It's that type of mental illness that leads to suicide.
And, of course, the fact that the victims turn out to be not just the person who attempts and is successful with suicide, but his or her entire family, children, parents, partners, relatives down the line, even friends who may enjoy that person's company a great deal. So, you know, you say, well, it's one person takes their own life. You think that it's one person who is the victim, but it reverberates all the way down the line.
It absolutely does. And, you know, I think a lot of the victims' family and friends have a really tough time talking about it and getting help for their feelings, because there is that stigma of shame that my father took his own life, that sort of thing. And they don't feel that they can talk about it openly with people. It's not like saying my dad was in a car accident. As soon as you have suicide on the table, often people don't know how to respond. And really, the response is the same as any other. I'm sorry for your loss. I'm here for you. But we have this stigma in our society that creates this artificial barrier that makes it very tough to get solace.
Awkward moments for sure. Give us a number if folks want more information about the work that HARC does here locally. I know you folks have a website and a phone where folks can contact the Office of the Health Assessment and Research for Communities.
Absolutely. If you have any health data needs whatsoever, please do not hesitate to contact us. That's our whole world. We have our website at harcdata.org. That's harcdata.org. Or you can give us a call at 760-404-1945.
My guest has been Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle, CEO of the Health Assessment and Research for Communities, or HARC, H-A-R-C for short, out here in the Coachella Valley, talking all about suicide. Again, if you want to get in touch with the local Up to Us program, Riverside County Behavioral Health, the hotline is 951-686-HELP. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. Dr. LeCount-Heinle, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll be touching bases with you in the future on other research on health data here in the Coachella Valley and trying to improve all of our lives.
Thank you so much, Gene.
Great to have you with us. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.